This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Syrian state media report an Israeli airstrike hit a military post in Mizyaf in Hama province Sunday, the latest in a series of such attacks in recent weeks. Israel declined comment but has expressed alarm in the past at the presence of Iranian-backed forces in Syria. The strike occurred hours after Israeli troops safely evacuated hundreds of so-called White Helmet civil defense rescue workers and their families from Syria. Yaakov Lapin of the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies called it a humanitarian effort.
I think that this humanitarian effort by the Israel Defense Forces is certainly welcome. It's something that can be done for these people after all the years that they risked their lives to save many Syrian civilians who have been injured by indiscriminate bombings throughout the war.
The more than 400 evacuees are now in what's called a closed location in Jordan. It will eventually be settled in Britain, Germany, and Canada. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was approached by President Donald Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau, among others, requesting Israel extract the White Helmets, who claim to be neutral but are viewed by Syria and Russia as Western-backed and sympathetic to Islamist insurgents. The evacuation operation took place as Russian-backed pro-regime forces consolidate their hold on territory in the southwest. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Rwanda signing bilateral trade agreements, the second stop of a four-nation tour of Africa that includes participation in the BRICS summit in South Africa, which begins Wednesday. Mr. Xi arrived in Senegal Saturday from the United Arab Emirates, where he also signed a series of agreements underscoring China's position as the biggest trading partner in Africa. It is also a military base in Djibouti. Mr. Xi will also stop in the Indian Ocean island nation of Mauritius. This is VOA News.